there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Volume.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Draymond Green Show. The Eastern Conference Finals are still going. And so here we are. I text Jackson like, you know, Boston. And Jackson texts me back talking shit like, oh, yeah, you shouldn't have let us get one. And he's like listening to Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart talking their mantra like, don't let us get one. Got to give those guys credit, though. They said don't let us get one and they got that one. And listen, I'm never going to be one of those guys that's like flip-flopping back and forth. I said Boston's losing. I'm standing on that. But here's what I will tell you. I will break down the psyche for you as we get into this and like just how this probably will play out. But no, and don't get it twisted. You're not going to look on your TV screen, on your computer screen, wherever you check your news out at, your phone, and be like, oh, man, well, Draymond was one of those guys that was saying we was going to lose. And then the next game he said we was going to. That ain't me. Y'all know I stand on everything that I say. So I'm still standing on it. Boston should be done. But now let's talk about it. Jason Tatum has looked like Jason Tatum. And Boston has found themselves. Grant Williams went to Miami and redeemed himself. I give credit where credit is due. I laughed at Grant Williams. I told y'all Grant Williams got embarrassed and destroyed and, like, called for his mom and dad's help and all of that. And, like, again, I'm never not standing on that. You can't get dropped off like Grant Williams did and start talking about your moral code that your mom and your dad instilled in you. That's just like, hey, man, it all went wrong. And, like, I got to go back to everything that I've known since a kid. So that's still hilarious to me. And like I said, know that I'm not flipping on anything I say. I stand on what I say. And so that's that. Now let's really discuss this though. JT 21, 11 assists, 8 rebounds. Jaylen Brown 21. Derek White 24. Marcus Smart 23. That is a recipe for disaster. You're letting all of these guys get off. Not one guy has a huge night. Although 21 and 11 is a huge night, but not a huge scoring night. And, you know, you're going to allow those guys to do that. And that is, it's just trouble because that, what that means is what we discussed before, which with Boston, the ball tends to stop. Like, and when it stops, Boston gets in trouble. They got in trouble last year against us in the finals. They've gotten in trouble the first three games of this series when the ball just stops. And they tend to struggle when that happens. 21, 21, 24, and 23 means the ball didn't stop. And if the ball don't stop, Miami's not allowed to muck the game up. They're not allowed to grab and hold and be physical. You're now playing in space. The ball's moving. It's hopping. Guys are shooting the three. And it's tough to cover. It's tough to guard. And that's what makes Boston, Boston. Al Horford's three-point shot has reemerged. And you're playing with fire if you're Miami. So here's the psyche, right? Like, if you're Boston, you're like, all right, we got to get one. They go get the one. You go back home in game five. If you're Miami and you're going to Boston in game five, you got to come out right away and try to smack them boys. Like, yo, y'all going back home. Y'all going to expect that you're just going to go home and win because you're at home. And we not buying that. We coming out. We rolling. Gabe Vincent being out, I think, definitely hurts Miami. Gabe Vincent's been playing extremely well. But injuries are a part of it. We've discussed that before. The healthiest team. Anytime you're going to win anything, don't ever get it twisted. You need a little bit of luck. And so injuries are a part of it. That's the luck. Sometimes the luck is on your side. Sometimes it's not. I've been on both sides of that. So Miami, you got to come out and make a statement. By the way, even if you don't win game five, you got to come out and let them guys know, all right, y'all won one, but we here. And that did not happen. Miami got destroyed from the beginning of the game to the end of the game, which was a tough one. Now you're going back to game six, and I'm not one that's going to say all the pressure is on Miami. Like, yeah, it's pressure. Like, you're trying to get to the NBA Finals. Of course it's pressure, but, like, they go win game six. Game six is game seven? No, the hell it's not. Game seven is game seven. And game sevens take on a life of their own. Game seven is a fucking coin flip. It can go either way. So, no, I'm not the guy. I'm not going to, they got to win game six because this is their game seven. No, the hell it's not. Game seven is game seven. And game seven produces goosebumps for guys. A lot of guys don't show up in game sevens. So don't give me the whole, if they don't win game six, it's over. Now, quite frankly, if you're Boston, you're like, we go get game six. That's it. It's a wrap. If I'm Boston, if I'm on that team, I'm already thinking like, these guys done. We got them. We got them. They done. They toast. Is that the case? Boston should think so, but I don't think so because I'm going to stand on what I said. So Miami need to go back home. They need to get it done. They got to take the three away, and they got to stop turning the ball over. They didn't turn the ball over at all in three games. Listen, you turn the ball over against the Boston Celtics, good luck is 2 or 3 points. Guys, super young, super athletic. They super fast, getting up and down the floor, shoot the lights out the ball. It's over. So, number one, Miami has to stop turning the ball over. Like, they're driving into the teeth of Boston's defense, trying to, like, make big, like, close proximity passes. They're getting deflected and Boston's off to the races. Driving into a crowd, it's just not working. So the tie has totally flipped. First, it was Boston driving into the crowd and turning the ball over and Miami taking advantage of it. From the late second quarter, early third, start of third in game four, Miami has been turning the ball over ever since. Has not gotten a grip on it, has not pulled it back in. But Miami, they're winners, championship culture. I expect them to figure that out. I expect them to fix that. Gabe Vincent being available will be a huge fix. And you know, Kyle Lowry is due for a big game. Kyle Lowry will come out. He'll struggle a couple games in the playoff series. Kyle Lowry come out and all of a sudden have 30 points in the first half. Take it from me. I've seen it before in the game six. So we talk about game six. Clay, let's talk about game six. Kyle, they're going to need a big game from Kyle Lowry, a really big game. Miami, Boston has made the decision. And they've made it very clear. We will not let Jimmy Butler beat us. We're not going to allow Jimmy to control the pace of the entire game and let him beat us. Me personally, I know Jimmy's still capable of it. But that's the decision they've made. In turn, someone else has to step up. And I think it needs to be Kyle Lowry. They need a big game from Bam. Bam has to stay aggressive as he has been the entire series. Well, really the entire playoffs, and especially the first three games of this series. They need an aggressive Bam. That's the only way they can score and produce enough points. It's the only way they can win. So Bam has to be extremely aggressive. Jimmy's going to do what Jimmy do. Like Kyle Lowry, they need a big game from Kyle Lowry. And you need either Duncan or Caleb Martin to have a big game. You do that, Miami closes this series in six and move on. But I don't think Boston feel that way. I know Boston don't feel that way. Boston smell blood. You can see it in their eyes. They smell blood. They joking all of a sudden. It's this, it's that, it's rock, paper, scissors after the game in the locker room. It's all of the stuff. Like, they smell blood. Can they close the deal? I don't know, man. Just a reminder, you can catch me recording this podcast live on AMP. AMP is a new live radio app that lets you call in and chat with me in person while I'm recording. Get the app on Apple's App Store and make sure to follow me at Draymond Green to get notified when I go live.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And guess what? So are we.
Just in case you forgot, I'm Tori Deal. I'm a six-time finalist and a Challenge champion.
And I'm Anissa Ferrer, and I've been gracing your screens for the last two decades. I am a veteran challenger and Challenge All-Star.
And speaking of All-Stars, All-Stars 4 is finally here.
I'm going to be honest. I literally thought this day was never going to come.
Well, the Challenge gods have answered our prayers, and we're going to be right here along with you fans covering every episode on the podcast.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, redemption seekers, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
Anyone can win, relationships matter, and only one all-star will claim the title of Challenge Champion.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024. And we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know. First time from 3-0. That's an interesting one. That's an interesting one. First time, first team to come back from a 3-0 deficit. We would love to see it, wouldn't we? Maybe I won't have to hear about 3-1 anymore if this team comes back from 3-0. Like, you can throw the 3-1 in the dirt. Like, forget about it. I'm sick of it. And, like, talk about 3-0. It'd be a much better story for me personally to hear. Be a much better story. But in saying that, Miami's going home to close it out in game 6 and moving on to the NBA Finals. As I told y'all before, y'all should see Jackson's face when I say that. It goes from this huge smile to like immediately stoic look. But Jackson's feeling himself. Jackson, you feeling yourself, huh?
I am, man. I'm not pressed by you taking the heat. That's keep the hate coming. Keep the hate coming. It's been a lot of hate for a week and a half now. Feel like the Celtics are playing with house money a little bit. I feel good.
First off, I have no reason to hate on the Celtics. I beat the Celtics in the NBA Finals, so you will never get hate.
You remind me of that once a week, so I know.
And JT is my dog, my brother. Always rooting for JT. So, but Bam is my brother too. So, you know, it's a tough one, but I'm always rooting for JT. So it won't be no hate. But since you, be that you say, hate. Was it not deserved?
It was absolutely deserved. It was absolutely deserved. The first two games, the Celtics like played okay and just lost. They got beat. They just straight up got beat by Jimmy Butler. Mm-hmm. Game three was without question embarrassing. Jaylen Brown said it in the presser. Everyone said it, and everyone was right. It was embarrassing. They quit. Every adjective you want to use, justified.
Respect. So in saying that, it's not hate. It's the truth. And I'm a guy who gives credit where credit's due.
Mm-hmm.
They've responded. Take your hat off to the Celtics. They responded. But y'all go out here and lose this game six, put your hat back on. Because none of that shit matters if you go out and you lose game six. All right, great. You didn't get swept. All right, you took it to six. No one cares. Boston is a team that a lot of people pick to win the NBA Finals this year. I don't care who you lose to or when you lose. If you lose, you lose, and that's that. So let's see if Boston can get it done. I don't know. I don't think so.
No moral victories. It's a weird series because the Celtics, I forget they said the exact number on the broadcast, have won, going back to this series and as well as last year's conference finals, have won like four of the last five in Miami, but they've also lost like four of the last seven at home. So like you feel like they're confident going into game six, but then game seven, it's weird. Such a weird mini rivalry these teams have right now.
Well, here's what I will tell you. As a player, you're never walking in like, oh man, I think we've lost four of the last five here. Or, you know, like that's not your mindset. That should be so far. Like that's like media talk and stuff. Like you just don't, you never think that. And so I know that won't be Boston's mindset going into game six is like, oh man, like we won four of the last five. We should be good here. That shouldn't be the mindset. I don't think it will be the mindset. I think Boston's mindset is just go in like we going in here, we going to take another one. Now, here's the tricky part before we get out of here. Where Miami really messed up is that you never wanted to allow Boston to see a win because Boston is the better team, like more talent, like you name it. They got more star power, checks the box at every position. Like Boston, the bench, like Boston's the more talented team. I can't necessarily say better team but they should be better. And like they're the more talented team. So if you're Miami, you never really needed to allow them or wanted them to see one win because once they see that, the confidence changes and they're more talented and possibly better anyway. So now that's what we're seeing. It's like now Boston has confidence. Miami's confidence, although they say it's not, is a little shaken. Like it's a little shaken. That's taking a hit now. So the bravado that you had, you needed to close it. Can't mess around in these series. So Miami got to come out and close it in game six. And I think they're going to do it. By the way, I'm just telling y'all right now, before we get out of here, if Boston wins, don't expect to talk to me or hear from me after game six. Not that I care that they won because you guys like to create these narratives. I don't give a damn if they won or whatever. I'm going to enjoy my weekend. And then I'll talk to you like before game seven or after game seven. We'll make that decision when it's time. I won't be talking to you after game six. Win or loss, by the way. Miami win, I won't be talking to you after game six. A couple days later. Boston win, I won't be talking to you after game six. So don't even start your narrative. That's a wrap from this episode of the Draymond Green Show. Until next time, peace.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. I've got some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring the one and only Kris Jenner.
Oh my gosh, congratulations. That is very, very exciting.
And that's just the beginning. We'll also be joined by podcast host Jay Shetty, Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, and many more. So come on in, take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.